Five Dispositions Needed to Advance in Mental Prayer by Kevin Rorty, founder and CEO of SOCA, Souls of the Christian Apostolate. Very often, we do not progress as we wish in our prayer. We think nothing is happening. It seems ineffective. We get frustrated. The problem may be that we lack the proper dispositions, because God does not give what we are not disposed to receive. Now, these Christian dispositions are so fundamental that each one of us, by God's grace, can always improve in them.
Now we're going to go over the different dispositions, the five dispositions that are critical to progress and advance in mental prayer. All right, so first is gratitude, second is desire, third is hope, fourth is compunction, and fifth is humility. You'll note that these have been brought up when we're dealing with the three difficulties of distraction, discouragement, and dryness. If you have these dispositions, you're probably going to have a much better time with those three difficulties. Not that there won't be difficulties, but these will help you navigate them better and more efficiently and more effectively. So first, gratitude. So gratitude allows you to realize that God is all good and the source of all goodness, and everything that you have comes from God. This appreciation, this recognition that it comes from God, makes you more generous toward Him. And you have to see this time of prayer as something you are giving to Him. It's a generous act of giving yourself, giving your time, giving your attention, giving your energy to love Him, right? And so when you have that gratitude, you can go in with greater confidence. That can help dispel some discouragement, for example, or fears, or a sense that, is He really looking after me? Is He real? You know, but if you have gratitude toward Him, that helps give a more lively sense of the faith and makes sense that you're going to talk with Him. But it also helps you see how wicked you are, how wicked I am before all the good things He gives. And when I look at myself, it's like, wow, how ungrateful I am. How many times I don't serve Him. I don't put Him first. I don't live as if this is all real. I'm in my own little, I got my blinders up, right? I like to just think about the fact that I exist. I don't have to exist. That's Him willing my existence right in this moment. Like, thank you, Lord, thank you, my Father, so much for creating me and giving me this moment, giving me my life. And not only that, but then think about His love for you by dying on the cross to redeem you, offering you sanctifying grace by His providence, and inviting you to eternal life with Him, to help you dwell in paradise with Him by coming to dwell in your soul right now. There is no greater value in the universe than sanctifying grace in your soul. It's worth more than $1 trillion. You have to really believe that. And so if you have this gratitude, it really is going to help you be disposed for that conversation, for those acts of faith, hope, and love in prayer. So that's gratitude. Second, desire. So desire, that is basically our longing for God. This is, I put it right up there with perseverance, humility, perseverance, and desire. Probably the three most important components to advance in prayer in a rapid way. If you have a serious desire for God above all things, it's going to inherently order everything in your soul the right way. It's going to help you detach. You're going to see the things that you're attached to. Just like if someone's striving to become an Olympic athlete and they realize how difficult the road ahead is going to be, they have to be willing to sacrifice a lot of things. You don't have to tell them that. Like, that is going to become very apparent when they realize how much energy is going to have to go into this. So in an implicit way, our subconscious realizes, when I really love God above all things, when I really want to be with Him, when I desire Him above all things, really desire union with God, like, what is that like? It's, you know, beyond bliss, beyond anything, nothing compares to that, right? Then I realize that some things might pop up, like, oh, that means this part of me I'm attached to, like, I've got to loosen that, or I've got to make acts concretely where I don't put that as high of a priority, right? And that is really going to open up the floodgates when you're in the time of prayer for God to come in, because it's like, opening up a cavern for God to fill. Like, I've got this hole in my soul, and I realize I have that hole, and yes, I'm going to leave that hole there for God. Only God can fill it. I'm not going to try to fill it with something else. That's essentially what that desire is in personification, okay? And so, yeah, so that's desire. Next, hope. Hope is, you know, trusting in God to provide everything necessary for our salvation. And so in this life, we have a lot of things that we need help from Him for. And if we orient them in the right way, we can ask Him for help in certain ways. If we see this is going to help lead to my salvation, I hope He's going to help with my salvation. So He's going to help me with these things as well. So it's a lively hope, right? But if you don't desire salvation, then you can't have hope. There is no hope outside of that, any true lasting hope. And so making that act of hope, you know, God, I believe you're all providential, all good, and this is the greatest good I could have, and you can deliver it. That is so powerful because it makes you realize, okay, I need God. I'm dependent on Him. So I'm going to come to this time, and I'm energized for it again. Like, that can really help, just like with desire. It can help us overcome our distractions, because often our distractions are built around not really desire, not really wanting God above all things. But think about it like when you're, you know, like I like sports. I don't need someone to tell me how to make sure I stay focused on a basketball game. Like, if anything, I need to make sure I stay detached from watching it because I get so into it, right? Because I desire it in a way. So that's kind of when we desire and we hope for God. We hope for Him to come, you know, and dwell with us. That can help. We don't have to think about, we'll have to think less about the distractions because we're going to want it, right? And also as we grow, you know, we're going to be like, am I actually getting better at prayer? That's always a question people tend to ask. And so you can have hope that God's going to help you grow in that if you are patient and persevering. Okay, next is compunction. Compunction, it has the etymology of compungere or compungere in Latin, or with sting. It basically is this disposition where our heart is pierced out of love for God, often because, you know, we realize His tender love for us and we realize maybe we haven't lived up to that. Well, certainly we haven't lived up to it. But it's even more than that. It's like His love is so strong that I can't help but it deserves to be loved so much more than I'm loving it right now, and I want to love Him all the more, you know. I'm trying to think of an example. It's like, you know, if your heart could be touched with compunction when you see someone do some heroic act and you're like, they deserve better. Maybe they died in the process. Like, there's a certain compunction. I mean, it's not the same thing, but your heart being pierced in a way of like, wow, you know, you want that compunction toward God. People think, oh, I don't want to be living with guilt. This isn't the same thing as living with guilt per se, though there is healthy guilt, right? There's healthy remorse. We need that if we're going to grow in prayer, because it shows a recognition of the love of God. It shows a recognition that our actions have a role to play in our relationship and our union with God, and that we have to take responsibility for those. You know, if you're having a friendship with someone and you don't recognize how your actions impact them or don't impact them, it's going to have a detrimental effect to the friendship and to yourself and to them. Right? And so it's important to have this compunction toward God if we're going to actually advance in the time of prayer. Otherwise, it could just be a surface level conversation that we don't enter deep in our hearts and that intimacy. This is, again, opening up that cavern for God to fill. But you have to let Him in, and compunction is one of the ways. So then finally, humility. Humility is a proper estimation of ourselves. Saint Bernard defines humility as a virtue by which a man, knowing himself as he truly is, also, in this context, before God, abases himself, right? By recognizing that God is the source of all good and any virtue that we possess, we realize we have nothing without Him. Everything comes from Him. And then when we recognize not just that, but then we recognize we have original sin, then we recognize the sins we are responsible for in our lives and that we've committed in our life, and our capacity for evil and the bad dispositions we have and all this, we should have a distrust of ourselves, right? And realize, okay, you know, in this context, particularly in prayer, I'm not going to be great. I'm not going to be fantastic right away. It's It's only with God's grace. And I have that disposition, and that helps me to have a growth mindset, a mindset where, okay, I'm going to get better. I'm going to learn how to get better because I'm starting from here. I know where I am, you know. I don't come in with a sense of entitlement. Why isn't this happening this way or that way? So it's important to have this disposition, because if we don't, then that opening again of that cavern for God to fill, we're filling it in with ourselves. And so that humility is absolutely essential. You know, it's not this super self-obsessed negativity. It's recognizing who we are and then allowing ourselves to focus on Him, realizing that whole, I'm not my own fulfillment. God is my ultimate end. He is my ultimate desire. He's my ultimate love. And it allows us to put ourselves in the proper place so that He can come and dwell in us and give us that deeper fulfillment that our soul really needs. All the more important in that time of mental prayer. So those are the five dispositions to have when trying to cultivate a life of mental prayer. Again, that was gratitude, desire, hope, compunction, and humility. Thank you for watching today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss future episodes. Like and comment any questions you have. Also, go to www.fatima.org/100x100 to sign up and update your status so we can complete the 100,000 First Saturdays for Our Lady. May God reward you.
Our Lady's message of Fatima is the only solution for our time. It is urgent that we all live according to Our Lady's message, that we share it with everyone we know. So what can you do? Simple. Just remember, Roman Catholic SOS. RCSOS. That stands for Rosary, Consecration, Scapular, Offer, Saturday. Pray the Rosary every day. Pray for Russia's consecration and consecrate yourself to Our Lady. Always wear the brown scapular. Offer prayer, penance, and sacrifice for the conversion of sinners, and practice the first Saturday devotion every month. Please do sign up for our 100x100 First Saturday Challenge and update your progress each month. And please support this vital apostolate with a regular monthly donation. You can do that at our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. Our Lady's Shock Troops is brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. May all we do be for the glory of God, the honor of Our Lady, and salvation of souls. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us.